The law is preempted only to the extent that it cannot operate concurrently with state law. But a local law will not be displaced when its purpose is only to strengthen or to impose greater requirements than does the state, which again is what this ordinance does. This ordinance has been vetted by the city attorney's office. One of the landlord associations' threats of challenging this law in court is, I believe, the same kind of bullying behavior which seems to be controlling national politics in these times. This ordinance is a reasoned and compassionate response to one aspect of the housing crisis which challenges the racial and economic diversity of our city. I would hope your response to the landlord's threats will be, bring it on.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. All right, remember.
The next three are 36, 37, 38, Ryan Stroud, Jill Martins, and Jessica Greenlee, and they'll be followed by Anna Aritanova, Michael Schwein, and Bud Fenless.
So I'm going to ask for the following. We've now had quite a lot of testimony pro and con. Can you simply state whether you're for it or against it? And then if you have a new argument to bring forward, stick to the new argument, because we're starting to hear a lot of the same arguments over and over again. Thank you. Good evening. Please.
Hi, my name is Jessica Greenlee, and I am a car-free resident who rents in Portland with a roommate. I also happen to analyze housing data for a living. Portland obviously is experiencing a supply issue. We know that that is the issue. I have run a building through the design review process, trying to generate a moderate income property and convincing investors to make less, which is not an easy task. Design review process alone added almost 50 cents per square foot to the rent in the process. There are a lot of other factors that I don't feel that the commission is necessarily taking into account. I reached out to Commissioner Udaly's office specifically to try to do that, and I was basically told, your opinion is not welcome. We know what you're going to say. And it's not an effective way of forming public policy. And that is my primary concern. I'm not going to eat up too much time, but I really feel like it does need to further evaluation. The language in this bill is very vague. It's going to be hard to administer. There's a lot of unforeseen consequences to this, and it's going to further impede the supply of Portland. Because the council, unfortunately, making decisions this rapidly makes it very unpredictable, and it makes it a very unattractive market to invest in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Hi, I'm Jill Martin, native Portlander, as are my parents. They have a house that they inherited, and along with a large mortgage. They're facing health issues, putting my mom in a $5,000 a month assisted living center, and they'll need to give a 90-day notice to their tenant to be able to sell their home to cover their expenses. They're not flipping their house for a huge profit. They're not getting a city tax break for new development, which they should. They're trying to just keep up with their mortgage. Their property taxes, which has increased 57.1% in the last 10 years, and their water bills, which have gone up 87.25% in the last 10 years, yet they've always maintained their rent never more than 2% a year increase, and they're currently at $1,100 for a three-bedroom house. So it's just unfair to them to expect to absorb the cost of a $4,500 relocation fee. My question, after hearing all the testimony, is the relocation fee paid to a tenant considered a taxable income to the tenant? How is that reported as an expense for the owners? Do we give the tenant a 1099 showing that they receive $4,500? That is not an expense necessarily for us, but a fee to them. So we're not getting service or product for that $4,500.
Thank you. New issue.
Okay.
Good evening.
Also, just one last thing. Is it possible to amend it for the moving fees to be paid directly to the new landlord to avoid the possibility of tenants not using the fees for the intended purposes?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, Mayor, Commissioners. My name is Ryan Stroud. I am a military veteran. I'm a renter. I'm a single father of two children. In 2013, here locally, the National Policy Consensus Center awarded me a Collaborative Governance Service Award for my work in the field of public policy. I'm here to advocate for more public process. Some may consider my testimony here advocating against my own interests, but I actually think that we just don't have enough information. I've looked deeply at the numbers, trying to understand, first and foremost, the economic impact overall in terms of turnover. And it's my understanding that we don't have those numbers. I asked one of the gentlemen who presented in the first panel. He said he didn't have that number. Somebody from Portland Tenants United told me they don't have that number. Apparently, there was some interest in finding that figure that was knocked down in 2007. I don't know a lot about that story. I think you've put forth a very bold and in many ways courageous proposal. And in some ways, I couldn't be more proud of you for that. And on the other hand, I think we just live in a very divisive time, and we need to do everything possible to work towards solutions that are really tenable for all parties, and I'd just like to see more public process. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir. Thank you all.
Thank you for staying to say that. I really appreciate it.
So I have to take issue with the way that you characterize my office, because the fact is my policy director met with your group for 2 hours and invited you to further conversations, and you made it sound like I don't need a response.
Why don't
from
we
you.
Take a 10-minute break?
Well, I'd like to talk to you personally.
Please, the two of you can discuss this. We'll take a 10-minute break. This is a humanitarian break, and I will talk to my colleagues. We discussed taking a break at 6 p.m. We're past that, and we'll talk about what we want to do with the process going forward. Before we do that, could I ask the clerk, Carla, could you tell me how many people are still signed up to testify?
How about a raising of hands if those who still want to testify?
Yeah, probably better. I've got about 80 on the list still. Yeah,
okay, let's do a reality check, because some people. So how many upstairs do we have? We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Is there anybody to the right I can't see? 7. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 22, 24, 25. So you have 26.
I had to work and you guys won't let me speak, which is crazy because landlords have been easier from here to speak.
No. So we have 26. So why don't we take a 10-minute break and I'll talk to my colleagues what we want to do with 26 left. Great. Thank you.
Let's do it.
There's always going to be 5 or 10 people that didn't raise their hand that will feel motivated and get us up to come up and get their last word.
Nick,
what? Minute or half?
Not now, Barry.
A minute.
Could you give me one moment, please? I want to figure this out. I'll promise I'll talk to you.
Yeah, I can't, it's allowed. Can you live with it? And I understand he's going to. Sorry. I'm sorry, but yeah, if I told security, they wouldn't be able to do anything. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I saw your name on here.
Sorry, sir. Can you ask for
64, Mr. Lightning? That's okay. And we're...
I don't.
east.
Okay. So I will be back. I have to go use the restroom really badly. Can you talk to Kristen?
Oh, I'm so sorry for you. You feel, sound like you're really awful. You weren't sick like that last night, were you?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I have a med you're on. I want some of those. I'm realizing that this it's an emergency. It's a temporary thing. So we can stop the bleeding. I should...
What? Jane, to speak with us.
Going until October, which basically most of the mom and pops are not going to be evicted yet.
Right.
So,
Thank you.
We did a version of the Northwest Parking.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All of the factions were arguing, and they wouldn't talk to each other. So we adopted something on purpose that was that nobody liked, and then they all got together and decided on something better. So
should work in there.
We're going to be a little
more. Stop the eviction.
Everybody,
that's what we need to do. People like reaching out, getting back into their lives. I'm going to change my amendment to We want to get to the decision. Yeah.